It's not uncommon for people to ask Steve Harouche where his name comes from. He's a writer in Nashville, originally from Korea, he explains in this audio essay.
Sometimes when people ask about my name, they think it's Asian, but they're unsure what kind. Harouche, huh? So that's... And they'll trail off, hoping I'll fill in the blank. The answer isn't short or easy. It's from the Czech Republic, by way of Ukraine, but I'm not. I was adopted. Nice to meet you, too. When I was a kid, my parents took me to a Korean restaurant, and they asked the waiter if he would write down my birth name. They said it out loud, Oh Young Chan, and he wrote it in Hangul on a napkin. I treasured that little note. It felt like some sort of secret password to a world I'd left behind. I would practice and practice imitating his script. But of course, if you don't know an alphabet, you can easily misinterpret someone's handwriting. So when I learned to write Hangul later on, I realized how badly I'd been writing my own name all that time. It was kind of embarrassing, but at least I could finally do it right. That is, until a few years ago, when I looked at an old photograph of myself as an orphan in Korea. I have a piece of paper with my name and case number pinned to my shirt. That ah sound in yong, as my parents pronounced it, sits between two different Korean vowel sounds, yong and yong. The one the waiter chose was not the one that was pinned to my shirt. So I got my own name wrong, twice. As I've talked to other Korean adoptees, I've also realized that Oh Young Chan may have been assigned to me by a social worker. My birth mother may have named me something only she knows. So what is my name, really? Maybe I'll never hear it spoken again.
Steve Harouche is a writer in Nashville. This is Nashville Public Radio.